Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your host, and I'm here to answer Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, there may be occasional inaccuracies. Always verify important information from authoritative sources. Today, Daniel asks about something that's really at the heart of the current AI revolution. How the transformer architecture has managed to power breakthroughs across so many different fields. He mentions large language models, text-to-image generation, speech recognition, and vision models, noting that at face value, these seem like very different activities. So how did one technological breakthrough manage to transform all these areas? The answer lies in what transformers fundamentally do, and it's quite elegant when you think about it. At its core, the transformer architecture is really about learning relationships between sequences of data. Now, when most people hear sequences, they think of words in a sentence, which is indeed how transformers got their start with language models. But here's the key insight: almost any type of data can be represented as a sequence if you're clever about how you break it down. Let's start with the original breakthrough. The transformer was introduced in the famous 2017 paper, "Attention is All You Need," by researchers at Google. The revolutionary idea was the attention mechanism, which allows the model to focus on different parts of the input sequence when processing each element. Unlike previous architectures that process sequences step by step, transformers could look at all parts of a sequence simultaneously and learn which parts were most relevant to each other. For language, this was transformative because understanding text requires grasping long-range dependencies. The word bank means something different in riverbank versus savings bank, and you need to look at the broader context to understand which meaning applies. The attention mechanism excels at this kind of contextual understanding, but here's where it gets interesting for other domains. Take speech recognition, like OpenAI's Whisper model that Daniel mentioned. Audio can be converted into a sequence by breaking it into small time segments, each represented as a vector of acoustic features. The transformer can then learn patterns across these audio segments, understanding how sounds flow together to form words and sentences. The attention mechanism helps the model focus on the most relevant audio features when predicting each word. For images, the breakthrough came with vision transformers, or VTS. Researchers realized they could treat an image as a sequence by dividing it into small patches, like cutting a photograph into a grid of squares. Each patch becomes a token in the sequence, similar to how words are tokens in text. The transformer can then learn relationships between different parts of the image. This approach has proven remarkably effective, often outperforming traditional convolutional neural networks. Text-to-image models like DALL-E and Midjourney use transformers in fascinating ways. Some treat the generation process as a sequence problem, where they learn to predict the next element in a sequence that represents an image. Others use transformers to understand the text prompt and then guide other generation processes. The reason transformers work so well across these domains comes down to several key advantages. First, they're highly parallelizable. Unlike recurrent neural networks that had to process sequences step by step, transformers can process all elements simultaneously, making them much faster to train on modern hardware. Second, they scale incredibly well. As you add more parameters and training data, transformers tend to get better in predictable ways. This scaling property has been crucial for the massive models we see today. Third, the attention mechanism is remarkably flexible. It can learn to focus on local patterns, like adjacent words in a sentence, or global patterns, like the relationship between the beginning and end of a document. This flexibility makes transformers adaptable to many different types of data and tasks. Fourth, transformers are excellent at transfer learning. A model trained on one task can often be fine-tuned for related tasks with relatively little additional training. This has led to the foundation model approach, where large models are trained on broad datasets and then specialized for specific applications. The multimodal capabilities Daniel touches on represent the next frontier. Models like GPT-4V can process both text and images because they use transformers to understand relationships not just within each modality, but between them. The same attention mechanisms that help understand word relationships can learn connections between text descriptions and visual elements. What's particularly remarkable is how this has accelerated innovation. Before transformers, each AI domain had its own specialized architectures and techniques. Computer vision used convolutional networks, speech recognition used recurrent networks, and natural language processing used various approaches. Researchers in each field had to develop domain-specific expertise, Now, innovations in transformer architecture often benefit multiple fields simultaneously. Improvements in attention mechanisms, training techniques, or scaling methods developed for language models can often be applied to vision or speech tasks. This has created a virtuous cycle where progress in one area accelerates progress everywhere else. The economic implications are significant too. Companies can leverage the same core technology and expertise across multiple AI applications, rather than building separate teams for each domain. This has lowered barriers to entry and accelerated the pace of AI deployment across industries. Looking forward, we're seeing transformers applied to even more domains. Protein folding, weather prediction, robotics control, and even game playing. The pattern is consistent. Represent the problem as a sequence, apply the transformer architecture, and often achieve state-of-the-art results. Of course, transformers aren't perfect for everything. They can be computationally expensive, especially for very long sequences. They sometimes struggle with tasks that require precise logical reasoning, and they can be prone to generating plausible sounding but incorrect information. But the fundamental insight remains powerful. Many intelligent tasks can be framed as learning patterns in sequences, and transformers provide an exceptionally effective way to do this learning. It's a beautiful example of how a single architectural innovation can have cascading effects across multiple fields. So, to answer Daniel's question directly, transformers have had such far-reaching impact because they provide a unified framework for learning from sequential data, and it turns out that most types of data can be represented as sequences. Whether it's words in text, patches in images, or segments in audio, the same core principles apply. The attention mechanism provides the flexibility to learn complex relationships, while the architecture's scalability and parallelizability make it practical for large-scale applications. It's quite something to think that this one architectural insight has been the foundation for most of the AI breakthroughs we've witnessed in recent years. And given the pace of innovation, I suspect we're only seeing the beginning of what transformers can accomplish. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry, reminding you to stay curious about the technology shaping our world.